News, I'm Ben Thomas. Explosions being heard across Iran's capital as Israel claims it is now attacking the country. Earlier, President Trump said this of the possibility.
I don't want to say imminent, but it looks like it's something that could very well happen. Look, it's very simple, not complicated. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Other than that, I want them to be successful. I want them to be tremendous. We'll help them be successful.
Thursday, Iran announced it's built and will activate a third nuclear enrichment facility. That followed a censure by the UN's atomic watchdog over Tehran's failure to comply with obligations meant to prevent it from developing a nuclear weapon. Demonstrators in Chicago this evening as protests spread nationwide over federal immigration enforcement raids and President Trump's mobilization of the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles. Jennifer King reports a federal court has heard Governor Gavin Newsom's legal challenge.
U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer promises a quick ruling in a case brought by California Governor Gavin Newsom after hearing arguments on whether President Trump exceeded his authority in deploying thousands of California National Guard members against the governor's wishes. Trump federalized them under a statute known as Title 10. Assistant Attorney General Brett Shumate said Trump complied with the statute and would have the authority to call in the Guard either way. The state wants to limit the military's mission to protecting federal buildings and stop them from protecting immigration agents who are carrying out unprecedented numbers of raids around the Los Angeles area. Newsom has characterized the deployment as a brazen power grab that inflamed the situation.
Other states are next. Democracy is next.
In a packed courtroom in San Francisco Thursday, Breyer said the president is limited in his authority. That's the difference between the president and King George. The White House called the lawsuit a crass political stunt endangering American lives. I'm Jennifer King.
And the House has voted to cut some $9.4 billion in spending already approved by Congress, included our foreign aid programs and funds for NPR and PBS. This is AP News. In case you hadn't heard, there was a police chase last weekend, a very slow one. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Police in South Carolina engaged in a not-so-hot pursuit as they chased a tractor excavator down a main highway for more than an hour at the speed that an average adult walks. Police say the early Sunday morning chase reached speeds of 3 miles per hour. Cruisers followed with blue lights and sirens in North Charleston after the excavator damaged a building. The very slow speed pursuit went on for an hour and 12 minutes. The big piece of construction equipment with treads and a shovel would not stop. Authorities say the excavator finally got stuck. A drone and a police dog chased down the 53-year-old driver, who remains in jail on a $22,000 bond. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.